In western Washington state, hundreds of people are still out of their homes as levees on two rivers continue to fail, and more rain is on the way. Casey Martin with member station KUOW has been talking to people who've had to evacuate. Casey joins me now from Seattle. Hi there.
Hey, happy to be here.
Hey. So what is the latest? Because we've been tracking this. Parts of Washington outside Seattle have been flooded for a few days now.
Yeah, well, today at least two rivers just south of Seattle are still flooded, the White and Green Rivers. Emergency crews have been placing these large nylon sacks in front of those flood barriers to kind of soak up the water. But there are more than 2,000 people south of Seattle who were told to evacuate, and that adds to tens of thousands who have been told to evacuate in the last week. There's still a lot of water on the ground and closed roads. The river valleys to the north and east of Seattle are flooded, and many farming and rural communities are either cut off or still underwater right now.
So I put my roommate and the dog in my kayak and just drug them out. And when it got up to about my chest this morning, that's when I was like, oh, yeah, this is for real this time.
That was Eddie Edwards from south of Seattle. He was having trouble finding a rental car and a place to sleep, but he was really happy he was able to get out safely.
Yeah, I bet. What else are people in these areas telling you about what they're experiencing?
People here are feeling very tense, as you might imagine. Rivers are everywhere around Seattle, and not every neighborhood has flooded, but there is a feeling of, you know, could we be next? Some people are already putting up sandbags and leaving even spots open that haven't flooded yet. A lot of people have lived through river floods and king tides before, and they say that the communication is better this time around, but many have asked, you know, why does this keep happening? You know, can't we be better prepared? But this has brought a lot of people together in this moment. I talked to Deb Jenkins, who has been through river flooding in this spot before.
We wanted to check on our neighbors that we knew might have a hard time getting out, for sure. People are very helpful here, which is very nice. The people we know that are elderly and had a hard time getting out, we made sure they got out.
And next week is, of course, Christmas. Many people said that they'll be spending the holidays ripping up their floors or replacing their basement. A woman I talked to said she didn't expect to be spending the end of the year in her car with her dog, but she's grateful that they got out safely.
Yeah, that sounds awful, spending your Christmas ripping up the floor and redoing your basement. Is there any relief in sight? Is the weather supposed to get any better?
You know, thankfully, the sun is shining today, and people are really grateful for that. Basically, anytime it stops raining, you can feel this collective relief. But there's definitely going to be more rain ahead. The National Weather Service is really clear about that. People are praying that that rain is more of a drizzle and not as heavy of a dump of water that we've been seeing.
Sure. Well, once these weather systems do eventually move on, what does the future look like for these places you've just been telling us about?
You know, nearly everyone south of Seattle says that there has to be better flood barriers and dike systems along these rivers. County officials have said that these levees that have failed were not designed to hold back this amount of water for so many days. Mount Vernon, an area north of Seattle, was saved last week by a flood wall built a few years ago. You know, that's made out of concrete and brick. It's very robust, but we're not seeing that south of Seattle where, you know, a lot of people live. So people would like to say for the long term, they're going to need more investment and more protection from the water.
Casey Martin with member station KUOW bringing some of his reporting from there in Seattle. Casey, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.